Thanks, Vic. Mitchell, how does it feel to be back on the field after you had a little break?
It's great. I mean, it's really exciting to get out here. You know, just the first day, obviously, is just the younger guys. It kind of reminds us of rookie minicamp a little bit, but just really excited to get the whole team back, you know, and build this thing up.
Did you feel the tempo turned up a bit out here today?
I mean, a little bit, but I think we did a great job with tempo in the spring sessions that we had. And I mean, obviously, whenever you're going out there, you're going as fast as you can without doing any damage to your own guys. So I think we've been good with tempo throughout. I'm sure once we get the pads on, it'll definitely get cranked up.
Now, while you were away, were you able to get a chance to work on some football?
Oh, yeah. I was actually working out with my brother for the time off, and with him being in the NFL, you know, we were able to do some stuff together. It's always good to have someone there to check you out. You know, you never know. That's obviously why they film everything, so you can see how you're doing. If it's just yourself, you're usually not filming it. You don't get any good feedback. But having each other to be able to work with, you know, do some footwork stuff, do some hand stuff. It was great.
I see you sporting a new do out here, man.
Yeah. You know, the hair, it was getting a little too long for me, too much maintenance. I guess I had to chop it off. But, you know, after you shower, it sits back there nice and wet and you just keep sweating for another 20 minutes. And being a big guy, I got enough sweat problems as it is. So.
Now, Friday, it's going to be a full team practice. How do you adjust when all the vets come back?
You know, I think it's the same mindset. It's the same approach that you go out there with every day. I mean, you're always looking to get better every day. It depends. You know, some days you pick one thing, some days you pick another. And it's kind of a little thing. If you try to fix everything at once, you won't fix anything. So you have to go out there and you have to know what you need to work on, know what you need to adjust. And, you know, just you're facing probably better level of competition.
During the offseason program, you got a chance to work around Joe Thomas and Alex Mack. What did you take away from those vets?
The experience they have, just the way they do things. I mean, it's stuff that you can just pick up on without asking them questions, just how they go about their business. Obviously, knowing Alex from college, just how detail-oriented he is, how hard he works at everything. You know, whether it's in the weight room, whether it's in we're watching film on the field. You can tell the same thing from Joe. You know, the game just it seems to come so naturally to him, but it does because he works so hard at it, and it's all the other technique things he does that he's so great at, and that's how he makes it look so effortless out there.
Did you really get a chance to pick the brains of Jason Pinkston and Sean Laval, because they were just in your position last year?
Oh, yeah, definitely a little bit. You know, obviously with them being the younger guys, the offensive line, you know, just trying to assimilate, trying to get in, not cause any problems. You know, you don't want to be the guy that the guys look at, oh, this guy's here. You just want to fit in. You want to just be a nice, smooth piece in the transition. Luckily, they're great guys. The older guys are great guys. You know, they have a really great cohesiveness on the offensive line. And so I think everyone kind of plays off each other very well.
And as you head into training camp, how are you coming along in the playbook?
It's good. I mean, it's kind of going back and reinstalling some of the stuff that we put in the spring sessions, but it's just more volume now. Just every day is going to be a little bit more. So it's just, you know, like I said, kind of with the techniques, staying on top of what you know, and you don't want to forget it while you put in new pieces.
And lastly, Mitchell, as you mentioned, your brother plays in this league, and you played at Cal, where you were part of a pro-style type of offense. How ready are you for the challenges that lie ahead, and what is some of the advice that your brother has passed along to you?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty well prepared. I mean, it's luckily, like you said, the system at Cal that we ran is pretty diverse, pretty multiple. Did a lot of pro style stuff. I had two great offensive line coaches who also coached in the NFL. So I was very lucky to have those guys. You know, having my brother. I guess the advice is just kind of let everything come to you. You don't want to. I mean, you kind of get the tendency to go out, and when you're trying to do too much, that's when everything kind of falls apart. You just have to understand yourself, understand what works for you, be comfortable with it. Obviously, you got to have a game plan against each guy you're going to face. They're all a little bit different. So how are you going to play this guy versus how you're going to play that guy? It's not going to be the same because you're not facing the same guy. They got different things that they do. So just understanding, you know, who you're going against, the defense, and also yourself.
Well, Mitchell, good luck to you. We look forward to catching up with you during these dog days of training camp.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much.
Back to you, Vic.